coming up on the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's do Christmas pranks. Can we call my mom right now? Let's just do a crank call for her today, like a Christmas crank call.
You have been punked. You're on the podcast. This is the podcast, and we just punked you.
I'm going to kill y'all.
This is the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here.
What are you getting texts? I think we should just literally, Kim, if we just did an episode where you just read your texts, like just straight up, just were like, these are the last 10 texts I got. That's a whole episode.
I can do that right now. This was this morning from my mom. Because we fight. We have family fights. Do y'all have family fights?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about your family, Kim. Your family like kind of blows my mind because you fight like crazy, but it's all love. Like it never, no one takes it personal at all. It seems like, I don't know. You tell me.
I got this from her this morning. I know you don't like me right now. I got this from my mom. I know you don't like me right now, but I love you. So how did it go with Blanton yesterday? I've been thinking about him all day. I said, I love you, Mom, but I'm slammed. He did great. He has to have a little small outpatient surgery this summer. No big deal. Okay, well, whenever you forgive me, go on and get on the phone. Let's talk. Just call me. You know I'm here. You're in my prayers.
All right. What did she do, Kim? Why are you angry at Mom?
I've deleted the text. I blocked them. So after we had the argument, I blocked them both, and then I went and unblocked them. I mean, it's just whatever. You know, it's how family are. They're just crazy. Your family's not like that.
My family is. Well, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Whatever I say next is going to get me in trouble because I know that like my mother, my cousins, there's a lot of my family that listens to the show. I'm going to plead the fifth on this, Kim.
Okay.
But wait, can I just interrupt? We haven't even started the show yet. Can I give you an early Christmas present?
Yeah.
I have an early Christmas present for you, Kim.
Oh, Lord.
I cloned your voice using AI.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh!
And so you don't even have to introduce the show anymore because I have this for you. Here you go.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hello and welcome to the Kim Gravel Show. I'm your host, Kim Gravel. Today, we're leveling up our lives and we're doing it together. So buckle up, Buttercup. Because the robots are taking over the show.
What do you think?
I love it. I love it. Buckle up, Buttercup. No, this is the whole thing about AI, which you know I'm a fan of AI. You know, yep. I mean, I'm sure they're going to take over the world and it's, you know, we're going to be in an apocalyptic movie somewhere and they're just going to run the world. But until they do, I am absolutely in love with AI. I will tell you, she sounds a little bit more intelligent than I do, so I'm going to give you that. But I don't think that she could pass as me, like...
Okay, but wait. I do want to say one thing. I put one AI line in an advertisement, all right?
Oh, okay.
In a recent episode. If anyone can find that line and tell me what it is, then email us, all right? Email us and let us know. Or go to our website.
Now, I'm going
to
go listen. KimGravelShow.com.
And tell us if you find it, and we'll do something for you.
Okay, this is what we got to do. We have to call one of my relatives. Let's do Christmas pranks. Can we call my mom right now? Can we call my mom right now and do a fake call with her? Hold on. Let's do it right now because we're all in a fight. You've got to call her.
The thing is that it doesn't work that quickly. Like I have to type it and then I have to like,
I know,
generate
but let's
it.
let's just do a crank call for her today. Like a Christmas crank call, crank call.
I love that idea. All right. But it's not going to be an AI prank call. It's going to be
no,
like,
it'll be me. It'll be me. Can we do it right now?
All right. Yeah, we can do it right now. All right. Let's call her.
All right, here we go.
All right. So welcome to the show. Here we are. We're just getting right into it. So wait, give us the context of the fight though. You were looking
at
like
mom and I are in a tiff. Okay. So long story short, She, everything, if I have a problem, like I was mad with the kids and Travis, so I was calling her complaining. And that's what you're supposed to do to your mom's client. And she's supposed to take, she's supposed to say to you, I get it. Yes, it's hot. You know, she's supposed to have your back, validate. So she, all she does is, can't pray about it. Trust God. I'm like, I'm trusting God. I'm not trusting God. I just need you to have my back.
Right. Yeah, you just want her to be like, I get it. I'm a mom too. This is,
correct.
Yeah.
We have not talked in 24 hours, which is not like us. We normally talk like every hour. And then, so she sent me this text.
Do you, wait, do you really talk to your mom that, like, multiple times
I text her like
five
times a day. Yes. Okay. Wow. She just ticked me off. You know, she's just, I mean, there's always like, trust God. And then my sister goes, girl, you got to let it go. And I'm like, that's from two people that have a cush life.
As if you're working in the coal mine, Kim. Like...
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, when you have teenager children, and everybody watching that has teenager kids knows what I'm talking about. All right, so let's call her. So I have not talked to her in a couple of days.
Call her right now. See if, okay, all right. I love this so much.
Hope she didn't block me. I blocked her.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Does she know you're recording? Maybe she's like, I don't know.
She can't remember. I'm trying to call Allison. Watch this. Hold on.
Yeah, maybe she's with Allison.
Hello?
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Your show was changed to 1 o'clock today, Allison. They have been calling my Skype over here like crazy.
Do what?
They changed your show from 2 to 1. It's a 2-hour. Girl, I can't. I mean, you need to get off the phone and go call them. Call Amy right now.
No, it's not 2 hours.
Girl, it's a 2-hour clearance special. They start. Girl, I got the email.
Week.
No, it's not. It's this week. They've
I
been.
I got no clothes. That's a lie, Kim. You're a liar. You're such an idiot. I'm not stupid.
She, you had her for a second.
I guess they'll be just showing it right by the damn self.
You have been punked. You're on the podcast. This is the podcast, and we just punked you.
Do what?
You're on the podcast.
I was taking a nap. God.
I was taking a nap.
How would you call me and say that? You igmo.
Allison, you don't have any clothes.
You got no clothes. I guess they'll be showing it right by themselves.
Okay. I'm trying to... Do you know where mom is?
Are you trying to get her now?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to punk mom.
Oh, my God. What are you going to say to her?
I don't know. I'm going to make it... I'm going to make it up. I'll make it up as I go. Do you know where she's at?
No, I don't, but I want to hear it.
Call her. Now, let me tell you something. I've been trying to call her. She won't pick up for me. Unless you call her right now and three-way us and see if she picks up. Watch, she'll pick up because she's her favorite.
Yep.
Okay.
You wait and see what I tell you. She will pick up for her. Plus, mom and I are in a fight.
Y'all are?
Do you know from yesterday?
Oh, I didn't know y'all were in a fight from yesterday.
I'm still kind of mad at you, but I'm going to let it go. Go ahead and call her.
Mad at me?
Yes.
Okay, well, whatever.
Call her. If my mother picks up
your
the phone.
Your family dynamic? I just love it so much. I just love it so much, Kim.
If she picks up the phone for her, don't tell me you don't have a favorite kid over the holidays, because you do. Everybody got a favorite kid.
Hello?
Mom?
Oh. Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm at the bank trying to get some money.
What, for who?
For me. What do you want?
Well, we got a problem. It's Kim.
What's wrong?
I am about to go pick her up.
Uh-huh.
And I am going to take her to the woods for a couple of days. I'm going to go get a cabin. She needs just a break.
Okay.
And she's, she needs me to come get her. I'm going to go now. So I'm going to need you to get Brantley after school.
Wait a minute. Where is she?
She's at her house.
Well, that's not right.
You don't seem concerned at all.
Allison, I'm not in the middle of a business transaction.
What kind of business transaction?
I'm at the bank.
She's really upset with you. And
I'm going to call her. I'll call her right now. Okay. Let me call her right now. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Okay, so mom's going to be calling me here. Hold on, y'all.
Can we just talk about how good you are at this?
I love this. Hold on.
I didn't know what to say. I had to touch the
camera. It was good. It was good. You're so not good on your feet like me, but that's okay. It'll work.
No, I'm not. I'm not as good as that.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if she calls me. But she picked up for you. Do you know, I called her twice. She didn't pick up for me.
Uh-huh. No, she always picks up for me.
Yep. See, y'all?
She thinks there's something wrong with me, though.
Well, she ain't called yet. Let's see if she calls.
She's not that concerned with you.
She is not that concerned. She is finishing her business transaction in the bank.
I just came out with a story, and she does not seem concerned at all.
This is this has been Real Housewives of whatever. Ain't nobody calling me, see? Ain't nobody calling me. I'm telling you, she's not going to call.
She's not going to call.
She's not calling me. Oh, here she go. Here she go.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Shh. Okay, here we go. Hello.
What's going on, baby?
Oh, nothing. Just working.
Well, Allison, sounds like you're going crazy.
Well, that's nothing new.
Well, she told me she's on her way to your house.
She's on her way to my house. I'm supposed to be picking her up.
Oh, well, I don't know, but what's going on, babe? I'm just crazy.
Allison called me and said she needs to borrow $7,000.
For what?
They've got this new dog. They're getting a third dog and wants to know for Christmas if she wants me to fly all her family to Ohio.
And is she crazy?
Yeah. I'm not having the problem. It's her. She's the one, and she says she wants to go to some cabin for a couple of days just to get away.
You were having a breakdown, and
what?
She didn't say you were having a breakdown. She said, I've got to go to Kim's right now. She said, Kim's been trying to call you. Where are you? All this kind of stuff, and I thought something bad was
wrong. I was calling you to tell you that she needs $7,000, and
well,
that
honey, she can need $7,000 till the moon flies over. That's even funny.
She told me that she called Dad to borrow $7,000 and that he's going to give her $3,500. And
I'm
that
not she, giving her I'm not for a dog. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? How dare her start asking for that kind of mess? Who does she think she is?
Well, Mom, I feel bad. I feel like I've got, you know, she.
Kim, don't you give her no money for another friggin' dog. Now, that is absolutely ludicrous. I can't believe she asked you for that.
Well, then she told me she wanted to go to this cat. She's got this cabin. And she goes, do we have time for a girls' trip? I said, I don't have time. I mean, I might have Thursday and Friday. I mean, I might have Friday and Saturday because we don't have a show till Saturday night. But then I got to go out of town Monday. She says she's just got to get away. That Sean is going to fly up to Ohio and get this dog. Dad gave her, I think it was $3,500, Mom. I swear to you. Gave her $3,500 and said, could she borrow the rest from me? And Travis said, we'll do it. Just consider it there.
You know what? You and Travis are full of crap. Wait till I go to your daddy. Wait till oh my God, I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this. Do you know what sleeping with dogs causes? Worms. Causes worms. They had a big thing on TV the other day. But has everybody gone crazy, Kim? I swear, has everybody gone crazy?
Well, I said, Allison, you don't need three dogs, but they're done with Teddy, so Justin and Brooks are going to take Teddy.
Are y'all?
I'm not taking Teddy.
Nana, they are 110% pulling your leg.
God.
They are 110%.
Y'all pulling
it.
Kim,
they're,
I'm
going to
kill y'all.
Kim. Tell her. I didn't know Brooks was with you.
I was like, no, something's off here. I was like, something's weird.
I swear, I thought y'all had gone off your rocker. Brooke, see what's coming that way. I can't turn my stupid
what are y'all?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to kill y'all.
What are you doing? What did you say? I
came over and had lunch with Brooks.
I thought you were at the bank. You lied to Allison. You lied to Allison. You were in the bank. You were picking Brooks up for lunch.
No, I was in the bank. I had to go. I asked Brooks if he wanted cash or if he wanted for Christmas or if he wanted a check. And he said cash. I said, well, then I'm.
So you're giving Brooks cash right now?
No, for Christmas.
Y'all are crazy.
Now I got to go to the bank.
Yeah, see, she's stressing you out now.
You don't know what that did to my heart. Y'all can't be doing that. I'll have a pure heart attack.
They can't judge you like that. That's
even Brooks felt sorry for me.
That's terrible.
Honey, can you believe they do me that way?
And she probably is recording all that.
Total recording it is totally... Well, welcome to the podcast prank show, okay?
We have been Kimboozled.
You've been Kimboozled. All right, well, y'all go have a blessed day. I'll call you later.
Brooks, you know what? There's no telling what they'd have done if you hadn't have been with me.
I know that.
I probably would have had a heart attack.
I know. I'm glad I was with you.
I love you, Brooks.
I love you more.
Thanks for having me at lunch.
Thank you for being my dad.
Kim, I'm coming over to your house right now. I'm about to use the bathroom. Bye.
Bye.
I hope she comes.
So you can't sleep with these dogs. You get worms.
Oh, my gosh.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
Can you believe this?
Can we just say to the audience, like, none of this was planned? We went into
none of it.
Did not expect to do this at all. And just Allison and Kim thinking on your feet is just incredible.
What you do not understand is I am the queen of pranks. I absolutely love it. I do everybody that way all the time. They never know what they're going to get. Like, I do it to my kids. I do it. Travis is hard to do. You know, my husband is really hard to sell. He doesn't get really emotional or anything, but I do it to my kids. I do it to Amy. My mom and Amy are the easiest ones to do it. Allison is pretty good. Like, especially, you know, waking her up and doing that. But it's... I'm telling y'all, I'm the queen of pranks. I could have my own prank show.
We'll do more pranks next year. Okay. Here's one of our Kim Gravel Show New Year's resolutions for next year. More pranks.
All right?
I think that's
going to
be
good. And I'll call anybody and everything. I'll do anything.
All right. So viewers, listeners, if you want Kim to prank one of your loved ones.
Drop
us a line. Call us. Yeah. Go to our website, kimgravelshow.com. Send us a message. That would be amazing.
She was mad. What kills me is was mad because I was going to give Allison money and she's sitting there giving Allison's son money. That's
yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. I love that so much. Mm-hmm. I like that they're going to lunch together. This is nice. It's just.
Well, and we all live around each other. And Brooks, who's my sister's oldest son, he works right down the road. Right here at Bell Manor. Seriously, she's 2 minutes from here. So any minute, I'm expecting her to walk through the door.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, let's finish before she comes because I'm scared about what's going to happen.
Well, this is the whole thing, Zach. Like for me and my family, we're all so high strung, extroverted. I mean, there's a few introverts in. There's my nephew Brooks is introverted a little bit. My best friend Amy is, Travis is, my oldest son is introverted. So, I mean, there's some calm to the chaos, but most of the part, we're all firebrand, loud, crazy people. And those are always the funnest people to prank. And so for the holidays, I always like to have fun. Like we do a huge lotto game where there's gift cards. I mean, nobody cares about the presents that we open. Everybody cares about the lotto game and what they're going to win in the lotto game. I write a big story around our family with questions that you have to answer. I love to have fun. And so the holidays for me are times to really lean in, laugh, eat, and spend time with those that you love. So this holiday season, okay, this month of December, really be purposeful and mindful of doing that. Because y'all, look, that's all we got. At the end of the day, we've just got each other. You know, our work matters, sure. Our, you know, responsibilities matter. But more importantly than anything, it's friends and family. So this holiday season, maybe yours isn't doing a prank. Maybe yours is writing a letter or making a phone call of somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. Or maybe it's, you know, buying that perfect little gift and just surprising your friend at work. Maybe it's taking that trip or that cabin 2-day getaway because you just can't take it anymore. Whatever it is, spend time with those you love. Because at the end of the day, that is what's the most important. And can I tell you this too, Zach?
Yeah.
Do you know, laughter does the body good like a medicine.
It does.
Laugh more this holiday season. Are you here, Mom?
I want to see her.
Jeez, get in here. Come in here. Just sit right here for 2 seconds. Get in here. Get over here.
Get in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Oh, she was probably crying.
Here, give me this. So Allison, she said, get in the shot, Mom. Get in the shot.
I look terrible.
No, you don't.
Look beautiful. Tell her she looks great. She can't hear me.
She's looking at herself. She keeps looking at herself. It's here. You're looking at here.
Y'all give me a heart attack.
Can you get in the camera so people can see?
What?
Quit looking at you. It's all there. It's live TV. Say hey.
It's not live TV. She can't stop with the pranks.
Okay, Zach says, tell her to tell the audience a message about Kim and how I prank. Can you tell everybody that?
Really?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? How she feel about it?
Just really quick, Mom.
Well,
get in so people can see.
Well, do I have to get farther in?
Yeah, but look at the camera. Don't look at yourself.
I can't help it. Anyway, my nerves are a wreck. I mean, my heart sinks. And
but why do you fall for it every single time?
Because it's so realistic. Because I live with a bunch of crazies.
Oh, it's realistic.
They get me every time.
I'm going to take Kim to the woods for 2 days.
Well, you don't take anybody anywhere.
Well, lately, she probably needs to go to the woods.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Is that it?
We love it. Y'all.
Love you.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
You are crazy.
Zach, I'm going to tell you something. I'm gone, they're not going to have any fun. Because there's nobody else that falls for this.
Mom! Who are you talking to? She never picks up for me.
I was in the bank trying to get a little money.
And we know they saw the episode. They saw the whole prank. He's trying to say, yeah, the whole thing has been recorded. The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative, and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.